Upon arrival at one of the Kandao prisons, an inmate would be forcibly stripped naked, and shackles would be placed on their hands and feet. Walking to their cell, the inmate would pass the faces of hundreds of emaciated and naked prisoners, begging for food and water. Their bodies would look more like a corpse than a living human being. Their skin pulled taut across their bones, deep infected cuts and bruises could be seen. The shackles easily ripped through their worn skin with the slightest movement. Unfortunately, this was not the end of the horrors of the Kandao prisons. The stench was nauseating. In a cell, the prisoners were shackled together and were given a single bucket to use as a toilet. The sustenance provided was barely adequate to keep a human being alive. If that wasn't enough, guards would often leave the food out in the hot sun long enough to develop bacteria. The prisoners' already weakened immune system made them susceptible to dysentery that was often fatal. In order to disturb the prisoners' mental state, guards would repeatedly slam the large metal doors. The constant banging would fill the prison and drive many inmates to the point of madness. When constructing the prison, the French dug deep concrete holes in the earth. A metal grate was then installed across the top. This distinct cell design was known as a tiger cage. Up to 6 people were crowded into the cage and locked in. The tiger cage was meant to strip prisoners of their humanity and to make them feel worthless. Viewing them as less than human made it easier for the French and American guards to justify cruel treatment of the prisoners. Looking down through the metal grates, one would see broken and malnourished bodies. The cages did not allow for the prisoners to stand, and they were forced to be constantly lying down, which led to many losing the ability to use their legs. They were weak and incapable of movement, which made them easy targets for the prison guards' abuse. Long metal rods were kept near the tiger cages, and guards would use these to prod at the prisoners, forcing them to move. There was quite literally nowhere the prisoners could go to escape the metal rod. The extreme pain of movement kept many inmates in one position, and if one should try to move into a different corner, the guard could easily move to the other side of the cage to push him with the rod. The abuse didn't stop there. Guards would mix water and lime to pour over the inmates in the tiger cages. Inmates subject to the mixture suffered severe burns on their skin, adding to the already long list of serious injuries many had sustained. The prisons also incorporated the hot climate of Vietnam as a torture device. A room known as the solarium was intentionally left without a roof. Tiger cages were placed in the floor of the solarium. Sunlight would radiate through the cages with nothing to block its harmful rays. Prisoners would be left for days on end in the direct path of the sun. Women were subject to the same abuses that men were.